Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm still broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. Hasn't changed from the previous half hour. I haven't moved. I'm still here broadcasting live from the Association of Small Business Development Centers annual conference. And it's an exciting thing for me because I'm here with my peeps, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with my some people that I admire very much. And not only in general, meaning that I'm here this week with these 1,200 folks who are so important to small businesses across the country, but I'm literally at this moment in front of two people that I admire very well, even though I've only just met them. Well, actually, I haven't just met them because I've gotten to know them over the last few months by being a judge of the Small Business Development Center success stories. I've been a judge of some of the activities that they've had going on, and it was a very hard thing to do, but we had to pick three winners. And I've got in front of me, ladies and gentlemen, Kathy Keeler, who is the counselor, the SBDC counselor for the company that came in second place and has Powder Coating LLC. She's with us now. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And well, Kathy, it's good to have you here. And congratulations on being a second place winner.
It's very exciting. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. And then also we've got Jerry Sims, who is for the Georgia SBDC. Kathy's, by the way, with the North Texas SBDC, and that's in
Gainesville, Texas.
In Gainesville, Texas. And then we've got Jerry Sims, who is with the Georgia SBDC, and you and your organization, the company you helped, Rubber Wholesalers, is the number one success story in the country. Jerry, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
Well, I know that you guys are proud of your folks, the companies that you helped, but I'm proud of what you guys have done, how you've helped these people, and I want to thank you for being here today. And I'll tell you, I've done quite a few of these national judging events. This was the hardest one that I've ever done. And I know you're second place, Kathy, and you're first place, but I'm telling you, I actually don't remember why we chose it that way. It was so close. It was very hard to decide because you both did a great job. Then you had the right numbers in there and everything. Kathy, tell us a little bit about Enhanced Powder Coating Company.
Enhanced Powder Coating, about 4 years ago, Dean Spence and Don Hutchison came to me. They had an idea. They thought there was a need in the area of powder coating. I don't know if you know what powder coating is.
A little bit.
It is, when paint is out in the elements, right, it begins to rust. Mm-hmm. Powder coating does not. So there's a lot of areas that need this.
So when you see metal on the outside that's got a little bit of a texture to it, mm-hmm, that's been powder coated, has it?
Oh, no. Powder coating can be very smooth.
Is it? Oh,
yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not real technical now.
It's
here,
okay.
But it's electronic. It bonds this way.
Right.
It goes on, you spray it on as a powder,
mm-hmm,
and then they put it through an oven, and it heats it, and it is very tough.
What are some applications?
Weber Aircraft uses it on the airplane seats, hmm, and a lot of the bolts. Peterbilt Trucking,
right,
uses it in a lot of their parts, their trucks.
Right.
You can use it on outdoor furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's out in the elements,
all right,
even inside.
So what did they come to you? What was the challenge that they came to you with?
They were wanting to prepare a business plan and incorporate their business. They wanted to just basically get started. They did not really even know the business very
They
well.
Had not even started the business
no,
yet.
No, they weren't
wow.
even sure how to do
So they were a startup then.
Yes, they most certainly were.
Yeah.
They came to me, we sat down, we discussed the type of ownership they were going to be because there was two partners.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided on an LLC, and they incorporated their business. We wrote the business plan, which took several weeks. Dean was pretty much the business plan writer, and he had never done anything like this before. So I'd give him little homework assignments, and he would go off, and he'd come back, and we'd look it over. And we use a lot of resources within our Small Business Development Center. We have a technology center, a specialty center. We contacted them. They provided we gave them a geographic area that we needed.
Right.
Just a people that would need powder coating.
Right.
And they gave
So you helped them prospect, basically, for their
yes.
first customers.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
up to this point, what have they spent? How much money have they given you guys?
We're free. That's the best part
about
us.
You don't charge them anything, do you?
No, we don't.
Think about that, folks. I hope you just heard that story. That's really impressive, Kathy. And I know, you know, when as much as I love small business, mm-hmm. it just really makes me excited when I hear you talk about basically helping to birth this brand new small business. That's got to make you go to sleep at night feeling very good about yourself.
I love it. It's
yeah.
wonderful to watch.
I can tell by the look on your face. I wish yeah. you could see her pretty smiling face here, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy Keeler is with us. Also, Jerry Sims. Jerry's got a story to tell, too. And when we come back, we're going to get him to do that. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm here with my Small Business Development Center peeps. Stay with us.
Won't you come away with me?
Back, it's 17 till. I've got two of my special people in the world, folks. These folks are Small Business Development Center professionals, and it's their job every morning to wake up and help you to launch your small business, to grow your small business, to build an opportunity for yourself, to hire employees, to build customers, to do good things for people out there. And I'll tell you, Kathy Keeler and Jerry Sims, I'm going to say it again. I am so proud of what you guys do. And Kathy, congratulations on the great story that you told us a minute ago. I'm going to come back to you about that in a minute. But I want to get Jerry in here because he's got a great story. Your organization turned out to be the first place success story winner in the country, chosen by the SBDC. And that's Rubber Wholesalers. Jerry, tell us about them.
Yeah, I've been working with Rubber Wholesalers for several years now.
They're not a brand new company.
No.
Kathy's was a startup. Yours is not.
No, they were an existing business. Had been in business about 3 or 4 years before I met up with them. And when they came to me, they were trying to grow, and they were cash-strapped. And,
when was that?
That was 2000 when I first met with them.
The reason I ask you that question is, one of the things I said earlier in the hour was that a lot of companies that were at a 20th-century model having trouble being successful in the 21st century. And that's the reason I recommend that they check you guys out to help them. It sounds like this may be the kind of story.
Well, that's in many startup functions, access to capital is a primary concern.
It's every small business's concern.
And in this case, this company had struggled along for several years with a minimal level of access to capital. Without benefit of long-term debt, they were able to grow through what cash flows they were able to generate mm-hmm. internally. So what we looked at in the beginning is what seems to be inherent with most small businesses, and that is understanding the accounting process so that it gives you some information. First of all, I think the accounting system serves as a basis of a management information system.
Mm-hmm.
Most business owners do not understand how to read or make decisions.
Based on the financial.
Exactly.
And largely because they don't even have those numbers currently. But stop for a second. Is that your experience, Kathy?
Yes.
The financial. They don't have the financial background.
Don't.
They don't pay attention to that. This is, in my opinion, it's epidemic among small business.
They don't know how to read the financial statements.
If they have them. Now, go ahead, Jerry.
Well, in most cases, a client will come into our office, and they'll pull off what financial statements they may have from their internal accounting system.
Or maybe from their last year's tax return.
Well, they don't even read the last year's
I know, but
tax
if you ask them for their
when
financial statements,
them for that,
that's what they bring out.
I try to match up what the internal accounting is saying versus the tax return, and you're looking at two different companies.
Right.
So it's structuring the financials so that they provide management information, the criteria to make decisions. The other part of that is the fact that most business owners need to learn how to use that. Mm-hmm. What does that information tell them,
right,
and how do they incorporate that into the decision-making process? And I think that's what we did with this client for about 2 years. Without benefit.
What did they pay for that over those 2 years?
They paid absolutely nothing.
They got all that genius from Jerry Sims for free.
Well, I can't say that that's all from Jerry Sims. In our network, we collaborate.
Right.
We've got sector experts.
But you were their champion there at the SBDC office, weren't you?
I want to bring all the resources that I can bring to my clients,
right,
for the greatest level of impact that's possible. It's a little hypocritical for me to stand in this position accepting the first place award when I've got five other consultants in our organization that contributed to the success of this client.
Well, you take this back on their behalf, and I appreciate you saying that. But you know, the things that you say, folks, you've heard me say this before 1,000 times, what Jerry just said. You've heard me talk about the importance of financial information. So many small business owners, Kathy, get the idea that financial information is just accounting. You know, I don't need to be bothered with that. I don't understand accounting. I don't understand bookkeeping. Even if they hire somebody to do their accounting, you know, that's boring. I don't want to deal with that. That's not buying and selling. But they don't realize what Jerry said, and that is that this is management information, isn't it?
Yes, it is. A lot of times they're only focused on the one thing they know, or how to make this widget or their item, and they don't pay attention to the financial side. And like you said, it is very important.
Well, if you look at so many of the highly successful larger companies, the top people have financial background, don't they, Jerry?
A lot of them do. I think that financial component is a very critical component. And I've worked with family-owned companies in the past where many of the top managers do not have a sixth sense about that category.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been in a position where my background is marketing, but I've had to master the financial components,
mm-hmm,
in order to develop the management decision-making criteria to be effective in whatever processes we're going through.
That's so, Jerry Sims, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry is a counselor at the Georgia SBDC there in Georgia. He and the five other counselors who helped the rubber wholesalers in Georgia are the first place winners. Second place winner went for this year's success story went to Kathy Keeler and Enhanced Powder Coating LLC in North Texas, Gainesville, Texas, right there on the beautiful Red River in North Texas. And the two of them and I will be right back after these messages. More to come. Stay with us. 10 till. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Broadcasting live from Houston, Texas at the Association of Small Business Development Centers annual conference, sitting in front of Kathy Keeler, who's with the North Texas SBDC, and the Georgia SBDC is represented today by Jerry Sims. Both of them award-winning Small Business Development Center professionals. They've helped companies who have been recognized, and they've been recognized for their work with them. Do you have a website you'd like to give us, Kathy?
Yes, mine's located at www.nctc.edu.
NCTC.
Yes.
North
Central Texas College. We're located in universities,
right,
and community
Most
colleges.
Most are, aren't they?
Majority
are you located in a college,
are.
Jerry?
Yes, I'm on the campus of Dalton State College. However, my office is a University of Georgia office.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is www.sbdc.uga.edu.
Okay.
And we have 20 offices around the state of Georgia. I'm just one of the 20.
Right. What, Kathy, would you like for people to know about SBDCs that you think maybe they don't know?
I think kind of Jerry touched on it a minute ago, that it's not just one person that we are. we have so many more people standing behind us because not one person knows everything. And we have specialty centers that can bring in, like we had a risk management helped us with our client. We had the technology center. We also have bid procurement centers that are doing business with the government. We have a wonderful resources. We could call Georgia if we needed a specialty in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a wonderful way. It's a service that is offered free that benefits the whole. Because not one business started out large.
Right.
Every business started out small.
Ford Motor Company was a home-based business, Jerry, in the very beginning, in about 1896. It's incredible. What would you like to tell us about SBDCs that we might not know?
Well, I think for the most part, the SBDCs are not well known. When, if you go by the name itself, Small Business Development Centers, I think there's a myopia that exists there. They think of the corner hot dog stand or the home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if you look at what is the true definition of small business, you've got to go back to the SBA definition of a small
right.
business. And in terms of a manufacturing concern, that could be a company of 500 employees or less,
right.
and in some cases, up to 1,500 employees.
Well, and when we were going through the list of nominees for this award, you know, the revenue size, the revenue amount for many of these companies that we considered were in the tens of millions. These weren't mom and pop startups. This wasn't, as you say, a hot dog stand that just started out yesterday. You know, it ranged all the way from companies like yours, Kathy, mm-hmm. that was a startup, but it was a significant startup. They had a definite business that they wanted to go into, to a company like yours, Jerry, that had been around for a long time. And I think that's, I said this earlier in the hour before you guys got here, I think the biggest misconception about people who even know what an SBDC is that you guys are just for startups. And I didn't have that perception that that's what you wanted to do. I had the perception that that's who came to see you more than anything else. And I admitted on the show this morning, I said, you know what, folks, I was wrong about that. What I learned about this exercise this year is how many mature companies are visiting SBDCs.
Well, the process that we face in this country, we're seeing the drying up of the manufacturing base,
right.
the exportation of manufacturing to the Pacific Basin, to the Latin American countries. But interesting scenario in the neighboring state in Tennessee. In Middle Tennessee, it's a hotbed of industrial activity,
mm-hmm.
and the anchor industry for that is automotive. But the interesting thing that Nissan did in Middle Tennessee was shut down a small engines plant in Mexico
and
brought it to a state-of-the-art facility in Winchester, Tennessee.
You don't hear Lou Dobbs talking about that on CNN, do you?
No,
he doesn't want to hear that story. Hey, Kathy. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I am very proud of you.
Thank you. We appreciate
Jerry,
it.
Jerry, congratulations on being a winner. I am very proud of you.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going to continue to tell people about you guys as long as I draw breath on this show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A couple of outstanding Small Business Development Center counselors, folks, Jerry and Kathy. And it's free. Just find your local SBDC. Don Wilson's in the building, ladies and gentlemen. He's their fearless leader. He'll be with me the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting from Houston, Texas. Stay with us. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.